USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Texas's governor is sending the National Guard to the state's border with Mexico to help local law enforcement arrest migrants illegally crossing into the state. Governor Greg Abbott requested the extra manpower, saying that law enforcement needs more assistance in dealing with the influx of migrants that continue to overwhelm border authorities. As part of their efforts to stem the flow into the state, Texas law enforcement officials began arresting illegal migrants on trespassing charges last week. And the Senate has voted to advance a bipartisan infrastructure package, opening debate on the bill which allocates $550 billion into transportation projects, broadband expansion, and utilities. Wednesday's 67-32 vote comes following days of negotiations among a bipartisan group of senators, eventually trimming the bill down from the $579 billion worth of spending in the framework agreed upon with the White House. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals, bailout broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce Silver Eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit assetstrategies.com.
The bassist for one of the most iconic rock bands in history has died. Lance Pry has the details.
All those years I knew about Billy and his group and I never met him, so I think we already had a little bit of idea of what was going to happen, but then we threw that out the window because what happened was really great and unexpected.
Billy Gibbons and Frank Beard of the Texas-based trio since 1969, ZZ Top made a sad announcement Wednesday afternoon. Bass player Dusty Hill has passed away. He died in his sleep at home in Houston, Texas. The band put out a statement, "We, along with the legions of ZZ Top fans around the world, will miss your steadfast presence, your good nature, and enduring commitment to providing that monumental bottom to the top." Dusty Hill was 72 years old. For the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
If you say help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Following a two-day meeting of the Federal Open Market Committee, the Federal Reserve announced Wednesday that it was keeping interest rates near zero as it tries to assist in the economic recovery from the pandemic. The committee did unanimously approve a statement saying that the economy does continue to strengthen. Speaking to reporters afterwards, Fed Chairman Jerome Powell said that more vaccinations will help improve the economy get back to normal. He also explained that the Fed's thinking in dealing with the issues that could cause inflation and a rise in consumer prices.
The process of reopening the economy is unprecedented, as was the shutdown at the onset of the pandemic. As the reopening continues, bottlenecks, hiring difficulties, and other constraints could continue to limit how quickly supply can adjust, raising the possibility that inflation could turn out to be higher and more persistent than we expect. Our new framework for monetary policy emphasizes the importance of having well-anchored inflation expectations, both to foster price stability and to enhance our ability to promote our broad-based and inclusive maximum employment goal. Indicators of long-term inflation expectations appear broadly consistent with our longer-run inflation goal of 2%. If we saw signs that the path of inflation or longer-term inflation expectations were moving materially and persistently beyond levels consistent with our goal, we'd be prepared to adjust the stance of policy.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.